I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, Drew, let me start off and just ask you, do you think it's even going to be worth it? Let's say I do dunk. Is that feeling of dunking and even $1,000 going to be worth this year of an emotional roller coaster and sweat and tears? So far, no blood.
No blood for sure, yeah.
Do you think it's going to be worth it? I mean, I'll be like, oh, yeah, I dunked.
I think it'll be worth it.
You think so?
Knowing you, I think it'll be worth it for you.
I'm not.
To just achieve something like that, something you've never done before, I think it'd be great.
I'm not thoroughly convinced yet, but I want to keep going.
All right.
If this is your first time listening to BG Dunks 2018, this is a podcast following my misadventure of my dunk bet. I made a bet October 2nd with Nikki, who is the promotions director at 99.7 The Point, and we bet $1,000 that she said I couldn't dunk a basketball in 1 year. So that makes today, if I release this on February 2nd, that will be 4 months in, and that means I have 8 months left. And to get to the rim, I've never dunked before. I'm fairly tall, 6'2", so you'd think it's something I should be able to do, but I've never been able to do it, and I'm also kind of old, and I haven't worked out in a very long time. So this is my first repeat guest, Drew Dissinger. He is the owner, operator, CEO. Are you CEO?
CEO,
owner, operator, and head man in charge over at A True Move. And it was Sports Spine Kansas City. If you listen to the last episode, and we'll talk about the changes here to Sports Spine, now True Move. But first, let's talk about, Drew, these last 4 months of my dunk bet. We did some testing initially.
We did.
We recently did some testing here this past month, and you're looking at those results. What are we finding?
Surprisingly, actually, some pretty good improvement. I'm just kind of going through the
Why
test.
Why is that surprising?
Well, because I kind of figured we'd break this whole year up into sections.
Okay.
Into four sections, and section one was more just introduction of what a gym was.
Sure. Yes.
Got to have an understanding of where it is, what it means, what each sure. piece of equipment is, and what it is to actually exercise.
Well, now, here's the thing. Without a doubt, you've said this. I don't like exercising, right? I don't find it enjoyable. And that's probably, you're not the only one to say this, the most difficult part of this whole thing is the mental part of it.
Correct.
For somebody, now you're dealing often, traditionally, as a physical therapist, you're dealing with somebody that needs to do it to get back to a baseline, mm-hmm. right? And I don't necessarily, yes, I was out of shape, but how does somebody get in? If somebody doesn't like working out or exercising, it's still super important for a healthy, even a minimally healthy lifestyle.
Right.
How do you get somebody in the mindset to work out? It just sucks.
Yeah, you got to find someone who will help motivate, find out what motivates them, what they enjoy. And try to work something around that. For you, it's me poking at you and texting you and emailing you and nagging you to get
right.
you in the once, maybe 0.5 times a week that you come in.
Sure. So, but I do have a reason because I have this bet, this $1,000.
Motivation.
But let's say somebody's listening and they're like, I know I need to exercise more, but I just hate doing it. What's the pitch? Convince me.
Unfortunately, the pitch at some point, if they really don't want to, is when things get bad.
Right.
And luckily for you, your motivation was the money aspect and proving yourself
right.
wrong and you right. So,
right. Mine was pure ego.
Pure ego.
Right.
And that motivates you, and that's what we found out. And so it motivates you to come in. And so we just have to find what motivates. And unfortunately for some people, it is when something bad happens,
right.
whether it's their health or... most likely it's their health.
And something goes, meaning them. Like they just, their body,
body's
something happens.
To shut down on them because they're not treating it nicely.
Yeah. I mean, here's the weird thing about it is I do like the feeling, the post-workout feeling. It's the up to and during that I hate. Yeah. It was like education. Yeah. Like, I don't like going to school. I don't like all that. But when I'm done, I'm like, yeah, all right, I did it. I finished it. So without a doubt. So getting me in here and to do this stuff has not been easy, but we do have improvement.
We do have improvement. You are proof that visualization and just the thought process actually can help.
Right.
It's impeccable. I'm just,
well, you, and I also, dude, my baseline was so low.
I mean, you couldn't have gone down. It's not like you could dive into the ground.
Right. And, I mean, I hadn't worked out. I hadn't exercised. I ran one 5K, two 5Ks maybe in the last 5 years.
Right.
So what kind of improvement are we talking? Please.
So, well, let's start at the beginning. We actually had girth improvement in our legs.
Okay.
You actually had a couple centimeters on both thighs that you showed improvement. Surprising. maybe it's just walking to the gym that helps that. Your height, unfortunately, stayed about the same.
Right. I didn't shrink.
Didn't seem to shrink, but we got another, you know, 8-9 months, right?
Right. Yeah, I can still. I'm getting older.
Yeah, yeah. We had some improvement in both your power. We had some improvement in speed, which are really not, it's part of the testing, but it's not something
we're working on. Yeah. But,
everything. Your vertical actually improved. We measured about a 2-inch improvement in a 4-month period of time.
And that's essentially working out, would you say 15 times?
Yeah.
That's pretty crazy.
That is pretty crazy. I was pretty surprised to see that.
Now, so you said there was an increase in my vertical. How much? Any idea?
We measured it at 2 inches.
Okay. So,
and we have a video, or we have a snapshot of that.
We don't need to share that. We don't need. Mm. So, but let's say 2 inches, and that was in 4 months. If I do that 3 times, that's only 6 inches. I'm going to need more than that, right?
Yeah. I mean, but we're going from working out maybe once a week. So if we just get you in here twice a week. I mean,
yeah,
we could easily improve that. It's kind of like we have in our office, we have a triathlon coach in here, and I've done the last 2 years triathlons, but I'm not much of a biker. I just don't have much of a time.
Sure.
At least I feel like I don't have much of a time for biking.
Yeah.
So this year I doubled my workout from the last year biking. So I put in six full rides all year.
Jeez.
So for my race. So I doubled my workout. It's kind of the same thing right. for you. If 1 year I might only do 3 rides before my race, and I did 6 rides before my race, I doubled my workout.
Well, so
same thing for you.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty easy when you start at zero to improve, but do you think, because tell me I'm wrong here, when you're talking about working out or even recovery, there's going to be a quick spike up and then a leveling out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, where am I at on the spike versus the level?
You're kind of walking to the hill.
Okay.
Right here.
So really think I'm still like, if I do increase my workouts, let's say fourfold, let's say I really just get crazy and start going hard, you think that I still haven't even, what do you think my level out point is going
to
be?
Well, I'd still be interested to see if you can get there.
Yeah.
But I think you're going to get better. I think you're going to get closer. I mean, just the fact that you improved what you did just with this little amount, is pretty significant. So, we'll see. To be continued.
I got
to
tell you, this is such an emotional roller coaster. Like one day I'll be like, I can do it, man. I'm not that far. I can touch 10. I don't need 6 inches. I can do it. It'll be healthy for me. I could use the money, all that. And then the next day, I can't do it. I feel like quitting. And I don't know. That's probably the biggest. I mean, that's the biggest hurdle.
Yeah, but what I've learned from you, Brady, is that you have those two little angel and devil on each shoulder. And if someone says something to you, you totally respond to it. It's like looking back and forth. It's like the devil says you can't do it. Oh, you're totally right. Listen to the other show. Oh, you can do it. You know you have a point. You're right. So, what do you think,
dude,
devil? No?
Oh,
okay, no, I can't do it.
You're so right. Dude, I tell people I'm half a Mormon just because they'll come to the door and I'll be like, I'm buying what you guys are. I'm in. They leave. Somebody will go, I don't know about that. You're right. I don't know either. It's crazy. So I don't know how to level out. I mean, I think on some level, you're right. Again, if I continue to work out and step up the times I'm working out, that will help my attitude.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Because it's that the devil on the side that goes, why are you even, you don't want to work out anyway. You're not going to make it. Why are you wasting your time? That video game's calling you. Okay, before we get to True Move real quick, I want to talk about some of the stuff we've been doing.
Yeah.
Okay, to increase my vertical. First, I want to talk about the BFR because I always tell people I'm doing these blood flow restrictions on my legs and I don't really understand what it is. Now, we talked about this some and I reposted a picture of JJ Watt who's using this BFR machine.
Yeah.
Now, BFR stands for blood flow restrictions and I get that it goes around my thigh. It's kind of like when you're a kid and you get your blood pressure tested at the grocery store, right? It's like that type of a thing.
It's a blood pressure cuff.
Okay.
Yeah,
and but what is it actually doing?
It basically breaks down the muscle like you would a workout, just faster. So it actually inhibits blood flow to the area. So your muscles, your tissue gets in kind of a lactic acid type state, which is part of working out faster with you doing less. And so the brain says, hey, he's working out pretty hard, even though we know you're just sitting on the
right,
wall.
I'm not.
Yes. And so it says, well, I better stimulate this guy to get bigger legs.
Okay.
So he can handle this. And
yes.
So it starts, you know, so we're tricking the nervous system basically into making you work hard. And it works. I mean,
yeah,
it
does show results, but
it also decreases stress. So if you're like post-surgical and can't handle some of the heavy workouts, we can create a workout that's less stress on your joint, but still working the muscles real good.
That's where the advantage comes, right? Because
right.
I did... what 75 reps right mm-hmm. of squats, but you're saying if somebody has just out of knee surgery they can do less, but it's like tripling the number
right.
of
yeah it's
reps.
I don't know exactly how
but
many,
whatever
how, what yeah. a comparison would be, but yeah, it's making them or getting them to work out a lot harder and working those tissues without putting the stress on the joint of the repetition and everything.
You so we are doing the blood flow restrictions, which involves putting that thing on my thigh, making it tight, and then me doing a bunch of squats. What else have we been doing that you feel like? Like, sometimes are you just out here making up stuff to
all
see if I'll do it?
All the time. It's more
like,
it's,
I don't know.
It's about me, right? It's about having fun watching you make a fool of yourself.
I don't know if you're like, oh, let's put him on this box and have him jump up and clap above his head.
Yeah.
But what are we doing that you think is going to help my vertical? Because I'll go online to YouTube and go, hack my vertical leap. And every video is different. Some
right.
people say, get a box and jump on it. Some people say, get a box, don't jump on it, jump off of it and
right.
explore. So what are you doing that you think I'm benefiting from the most?
Well, here's the thing about those videos and stuff. There's not a template to your body. Like, each individual is an individual, right? Each body is different. So we need to figure out who are you?
Right.
And what do you need? What's your weakness? And we measured the first time through and knew that we have some ankle mobility issues, if you
right.
remember. And so we've been kind of working on that. But each individual's has their own way of doing things, has their own way of responding. And so to have something that's on necessarily that online, there's no template to
right.
jumping. There's no template to this. So we have to figure out what you need and create a workout based off of that. So
that's
we've been working with you, obviously the mobility, working on mobility hips, working on mobility ankles, working on stimulate your muscles and your nervous system. So everything's responding when it needs to respond, and then do sport specific stuff for you, jump specific stuff.
Yeah,
and so
yeah.
we kind of mixing up, and then to make it interesting, we, you know, you don't want to do the same thing over and over
right.
again. So we're being creative. So yeah, it kind of is, you come in here, it's based on what I feel you need and what I feel like watching you do. And
well, yeah. Well, but I mean, you're right. That's an interesting point, because if I just go search hack my vertical leap on YouTube, they don't know if the problem is in my calves or on my thighs
yeah.
or if, right. Talk to me real quick. You have some fun toys besides the BFR, the Vibraplate. What is it?
Vibraplate. Yeah.
Vibraplate.
It's a vibration
what is it?
Plate. So
yeah.
it's,
so
what, like, it is what it sounds like. It's a plate that vibrates and it
massive.
Actually stimulates your nerve. Yeah, so we can do squats, we can do planks, we can jump, whatever we want onto it. We actually have one that has a cage over it so you can stretch and everything, but it's
why?
To stimulate the nervous system, give you a varying surface to exercise on. And
meaning so is that kind of similar to, I like to tell, I don't know, I think I heard this somewhere. So I'm just repeating it to sound smart. But the reason people like kettlebells is because it takes extra muscle control, because it's not like on a bar or on a machine.
Mm-hmm.
Is the vibe plate kind of like that? So it's not just doing calf raises, but it's also
Stimulating your nervous system in all different directions. So, it actually increases the weight that you're putting through the ground a little bit. So it's
really
able, yeah. So it's a great tool. We use it for stretching too, because it automatically makes us what could be a static stretch into a dynamic stretch based on the movement of the, of the cage and helps people relax.
I don't understand. I don't know. But you went away over my head. So, all right, let's talk real quick about, so last time you were on the podcast, I forget what episode it was, but you're back
two,
and they were, episode two. And now we're back here and you're no longer Sports Spine, you're True Move. You're in the same place, same people I see.
Yeah.
Right. And we're still doing the same stuff, but why the change? What happened?
It's actually been in the process for a while, so I knew about it when we were talking.
Yeah.
And always have that in the back of my mind. It's been a long process to change, but healthcare is changing.
Sure.
And it's becoming less of what the patient needs or what the individual needs. And we needed to change with it, and we want to give our clients what they need so we can focus on them. And unfortunately, the system, the way it is, doesn't allow that. We're more in a sick care type of environment. Where you get injured and we try to fix you.
Yeah.
We want to be in a healthcare type system where we're working to help you maximize you and prevent yourself from becoming injured and keeping yourself healthy and understanding you.
I always say this whenever I'm ranting, maybe after some scotch, I'll go, pharmaceuticals, they're just trying to treat people. They're not fixing anything. The last disease that anybody cured was polio, right in the 50s.
Right.
Is that true though?
It's not. I mean, it is. It's the insurance will pay for, they'd rather pay for the surgery than for the things you need to prevent you from having the surgery.
Why do you think that is? I mean, on some level, it's just an inertia situation, right? It's just, that's the way it is. The system is so big. There's so many people.
It's kind of been this tumbling. It's just kind of been this tumble effect with a good intention at the top. And then it just, something went wrong along the way. And it's not an easy thing to fix, but it's not just insurance. It's the perspective that we see now. We expect insurance to be free. We expect that this is the way it is. And it's not.
Right.
It is.
Right.
We can actually do better. And we can help you get better, and it's about the relationship. And so that's what we're trying to, we felt that Sport and Spine was limiting us. Sport and Spine was in that insurance world only, and it wasn't going where we want to go. And we want to start developing a better relationship with the community and our clients so that we can get to know you and help you before it becomes that expensive.
So what you're saying is you want to work with people before it becomes post-surgery only.
Yeah, we want to do, I mean, we still do the post-surgery stuff. We still do the post-injury stuff. But our goal always has been is to try to help you prevent that from coming on.
Right.
And it just wasn't possible in under the name and the role that we were. So we've changed. We've actually developed separate companies to address the separate needs of each group. So we're super excited. There's a lot to come.
Where are you at now? I know just because we've worked some on the side, I know there are several facets. At what stage are you at this point?
Well, we have the True Move physical therapy set and running. It's Sport and Spine converted. So we still give them the best
the
care
same
under
thing.
Insurance. Yes. There's the limits of insurance that we're dealing with, but we will give the best that we can under those rules that insurance has allowed. We're growing right now and building the priority care part, which is physical therapy without limits. It's cash-based only. It allows us to use all our tools and strengths as physical therapists.
Meaning like...
But it's just you and me. It's just us focusing on your needs.
Like, so let's just say, so my shoulder hurts lately, right? I don't know if it's from me staring at my phone or playing too much PUBG or what it is, right? But is this a situation where then on a cash basis, I would just come in and go, hey, man, something's wrong with my shoulder. Will you help me?
Yeah.
Is that what it would be?
Because
I know a lot of times people do this and it'll just progressively get worse. And then eventually you go to the general doctor and they're like, oh, man, you got a slipped disc or you need surgery.
Right. Yeah. Right. And that's
so you're trying to prevent that.
We're trying to prevent it. So you get to the point that you understand that, hey, you know, my shoulder's bothering me. It's been a day or two. It doesn't seem to be working its way out. Hey, let's give Drew a call and come on in. And even more so than that, we want to actually connect with you and be able to, because the problem is individuals tend to wait. You're tough. You know, I don't want to.
Well, I don't like doctors.
We want to get, so we know you well enough so you feel comfortable saying, hey, Drew, this might be dumb, but I've had this shoulder problem for the last 2 days. What should I do?
Right.
And we can figure it out, whether it's over the phone, over email, or if we need to get you in here and work on you that. But before it becomes like, hey, I've had this for 2 months and I've had an injection and I've had medication and nothing's happening. Yeah.
Well, but why, even hearing you and even this scenario, the angel on my shoulder says, that's a great idea. Everybody should work ahead. This would be great. The devil's like, for some reason, I don't mind going in for a regular car oil change or something, maintenance on my car, but I won't do the same for my body. What is in my head
I mean, it's the way that we have been taught. It's the way the system has been taught. And that's a perfect comparison. I mean, the thing I got a new car in the last year. And so I drove for 10 years, this car, 200,000 miles, barely trucked down the road. I got this new car and I love it. And we're driving in the car and all of a sudden all these things start going off. My screen says call maintenance system. And I have a maintenance thing on my dashboard there. And it wants me to go in. Well, you know what's wrong? It needs a rotated tire.
Right.
I'm like, I could drive this thing forever.
Yeah, it's okay.
So, of course, what should I do? Should I ignore it?
No.
It won't let me. It keeps telling me. Every time I get in the car, it says, Drew, you need to call.
Yeah.
It's rotated tires.
Right.
It's the same thing with our body. We don't treat our body the way we treat our computers, our cars, our everything else. We should.
Right.
So we're trying to recreate that mindset by teaching our community that's not how we need it to be.
Right.
We need you to treat yourself proactively. By having this alarm system and having support system, which is what we're trying to be.
Well, and you're right. It's one of those things where, man, you know, when you talk about the cost, if I let a lower back problem go until I need surgery, well, how much more expensive is that going to be than if I come for some physical therapy and some workouts a few times?
Right. And insurance is not helping anyone.
Let alone the risk and the danger.
Right. And you're going to live with that. Most likely you're going to live with that throughout your life.
Yeah.
But deductibles are getting worse. I have a patient that has a $10,000 deductible.
Oh yeah.
I mean, that's ridiculous, but it is a matter of communicating. And like for you instance, just coming in for this jump thing, how many times do I have to text you a week to get you in here?
Right.
And if I hadn't been texting you, would you be coming?
Right.
In?
No, right. Well, and without you guys, even the minimal times I've come in, I'd do it by myself.
Right.
Right. But I know like same thing with so my shoulder, I'm like, dude, it hurts. I don't have any idea. Right.
We don't know.
Right.
Yeah, you don't know.
I mean, I'm not going to my general for this. I don't know what that would cost. And what's he going to do? Give me some pills.
Right.
He's a great, don't get me wrong. I'm not criticizing him as a physician. I'm just saying there's no, outside of you suggesting this, I don't know where anybody's going to go deal with that.
That's what we need. We've made that error in the past. We need to teach you that we are your primary care for musculoskeletal, that you should feel comfortable coming to us as the first response.
When that warning light comes on in your body.
When that warning light comes on. And we have been now trained as part of a doctorate in physical therapy. Kids coming out of school these days are taught when it's something that we can't treat.
Yeah.
So if you do come in and you say, my shoulder hurts, and it's something that's outside our scope, then we say, okay, now you need to go see such and such. But most of the stuff that we can treat is musculoskeletal. So
are you guys there yet? You're not there yet, or you are?
We
or
do
what?
Some of it now. We're creating the primary, the priority care website and all the information that comes along with it. So it's not all structured, but we have done it. As far as sport and spine, we did it, but it didn't grow enough because it's not recognized and it seemed like an insurance world and people just didn't understand what it
Man, it is. It's so weird because like I was just talking about it. I don't even want to exercise, let alone go see some sort of it. And it just makes no sense. But you're right. That's just the way the system's been set up. It's a weird deal. So not only do you have that, but you got a bunch of stuff coming down the road.
Right. So we don't need to go into huge detail, but we got an employer solution. So we're trying to do the same thing for the individual and we're trying to take it and doing it for companies as well.
Which I like a little bit more. I know some about this, but I like it because then if it's in the office, it's like coming to me. I don't have to do it myself. Imagine if the oil change guy was coming to my job.
Right.
Here's my keys. Go change my oil while I'm, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's what I like about
that. I did a rotation. One of my clinical rotations in school was in Mississippi. And the best thing about that, and I was in Gulfport, Mississippi. The best thing is every week these two kids would come by and ask if we could they could wash our cars.
Yeah.
Like, and they'd be there. They'd come to us and wash our cars. Yeah. I thought that was like the coolest thing. So what if we were coming to your company and helping you? It helps you. It makes you happier, healthier, more perform better.
Right.
And then for the company, they're saving. You're not going in for workman's comp. You're not getting injured and having productivity issues, and you're happier. So you're more productive, and we're saving them on insurance costs, especially if they're self-insured.
Well, and I do see how when you're talking about morale, it'd give me that feeling like, okay, these people, on one level I go, oh, they just want to keep me healthy so I can work. But also, hey, they kind of care.
Right.
Because maybe their motivation is to keep me healthy and happy.
But it's back to the computer and car deal is right now, companies will say, you're my most important asset. Yeah, but you're treating your computer proactively. You're treating your cars for the company and all the technology
stuff. You have an IT guy.
You have an IT guy that that's all he does. Where's my IT guy?
Right, right.
Now, you wait until I break down, and then I go in.
Right, and now I've lost time.
And you have to cost replace you money, me because and my this, voice hurts, and I can't talk anymore. I do all that I do in my job.
Yeah, I don't get a lot of workman comp stuff in radio, but I hear what you're saying. I dig it. Is it, what's your website again? I should know.
It's truemovekc.com. TRUMOVEKC.com.
True Move, TRU. Same location if you've been here before. And I will say, everybody around here is super cool. I do appreciate Ethan as one of the guys here. Helps me out. I want to ask you just real quick a couple of weird things. If you want to say, I'm not a doctor or I don't know anything about that, fine. You guys do something. Okay, I already called it weird, so I don't mean that bad, but it seems weird to me because I'm not in needles. Dry needling?
Right.
Is that acupuncture?
It's not acupuncture. So there's a difference there. Acupuncture uses meridians, so it's energy flow and ancient Chinese medicine that they've documented over thousands of years.
Yeah.
It's a different philosophy, a different method. We're using neuromuscular systems, so we know the origin and insertion of muscles. We know how they're innervated. We know referral patterns. We know what happens when they're restricted and what the limitations they cause and the problems that causes. And so we're using the needles to go in and break up trigger points that allows you to move freer, allows you to break up those trigger points that create lactic acid and decrease oxygen to the muscle. And so we're breaking that up so then it can heal properly and treat it properly. It is an amazing technique. We've been doing it here now. It'll be 5 years in May. Kim and I were in Sports Spine. We're the first in Kansas City to bring it here. And now we're teaching others how to do it. And it has really changed our practice and massively benefited many of our patients.
How much does it hurt to get done?
Pain is subjective. I tell everybody this. For you, it might be a 10 out of 10, 11 out of 10. But
it'd be all mental for me.
I tell people, it's still a needle. It's really small. It's not like an injection needle. It's a filament needle. So it's super smooth, super tight. It's, it's really thin. Diameter's really thin.
Yeah, okay.
But the pain depends on the amount of dysfunction. Your body is, if it's really beat up and there's a ton of trigger points, it's going to hurt more. But so does the pain that you're going through because of that, right?
Okay.
So would you rather just take it and clear out some of that so you're less pain in the future?
Right.
And then it's subjective from person to person and where you're treating. The back is not going to hurt as much as like your hand.
Yeah.
Right. So it's just different.
Okay. So how is that a big thing in Kansas City now?
It's growing.
You guys had a full, like the whole place was packed.
We just taught 40 therapists in the area. Actually some are from around the country, but we taught 40 therapists here just this weekend, had a huge class and it was amazing.
Why do you have to put, to me, the word dry in front of needling makes it worse. Why do you have to say dry?
Well, so
is there wet needling?
So, well, yeah. So it was from JFK had a lot of back problems.
Yeah, because he was in the war and he was on a boat that exploded. So he had to float in the ocean for a bunch of. Yeah.
And so he had constant back problems. And so his Dr. Travell, who was a cardiologist, would actually treat him with injections and would use steroid injections in his back. And that helped him, but you can only do steroids like 3 times a year. It's a steroid.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Because I keep asking for steroids.
That's a different type of steroid. Injected steroids, right?
Okay.
But because it breaks down tissue and you can't do it more because the body needs to metabolize it out and everything. So she would move to trigger point with a saline solution. That was a trigger point without the chemicals, and that seemed to work, but it didn't seem to have any difference between the steroids. So she started to question it, and then she started doing it with just the needle, a regular injection needle, and that was the same result as the steroids. So she went and realized that maybe it's not the steroid, maybe it's not the fluid, maybe it's just the disturbance in the system that's changing the tissue through the needle, hence dry needling because there's no fluid
being injected.
Right, and then they got smart about it. Instead of using a big old needle that injects fluid in, they just use a filament needle. And
just to get to that point and break it up.
Just to break it up and get that muscle to respond.
Now, if so, is she credited for inventing it?
She's not. I mean, it was there before, but she's kind of the one that's...
Because she was in such prominent position. States,
and she was in prominent, you know, kind of the face behind.
But that was so long ago. How come it's taken so long?
It has. I mean, it's taken forever, and... it really has been in the last 5 years, there's been this huge, massive pull for it and a change. And we've been fighting as therapists around the country because there's people fighting against us and don't want us to do that because they feel like we're stepping on their feet or whatever.
Right.
But it is completely within the scope of what we do. No one has better understanding of movement and muscle tissue and everything than therapists.
Yeah.
And so we want to be able to provide these to the community. And so I don't know the exact number, but like somewhere in the mid 30s of the states in the country that are go light. And Kansas was 2 years ago. Now we got it in our practice act and we're teaching people like crazy. And
what's it for? So President Kennedy was getting it on his lower back, but what is it? Is it for like, joints? Is it for muscles?
It's for tissue. It's for regular muscle tissue.
Okay, so muscle tissue. So if I have knots.
Yeah, which are trigger points. Knots are trigger points. But then the muscles and the tendons are attached to the joints, which will create restriction. So if you have a trigger point and that rubber band, which is your muscle, doesn't expand, then it doesn't allow the joint to move, which creates more stress in the joint, which creates more inflammation, which creates more problems. So
dry needling. Okay, cool. Yeah. I dig it. Okay, now I lied. Two more questions. One is, so I've asked you this before. You're still not into me trying to find steroids?
I think we want to see how far we can go before
that. Is that desperate?
You know I'm not a medication person.
You're really not.
I am not.
You're a fan of kombucha.
Kombucha, essential oils. Yeah, my wife's we're both big doTERRA people.
So not steroids.
No steroids.
Okay.
No.
Okay, that's fine. And last question is stem cells. I don't know who else to ask. I'm not even saying I would get it, but it sounds like this is a cool thing.
I don't think it's going to help your jumping.
Is it not? It's not?
No, I think that's more for...
I have no idea.
It's more for healings. I would ask your doctor, but that's not going to be something that you want for your jumping.
So it
sounds... You're having some joint replacement issues, so give it another 3-4 years before you need to replace those joints of yours.
When you talk about stem cell, do you find like that's more of the pharmaceutical solution or no? But, because I was listening to, what's his name? Mel Gibson.
Mm-hmm.
Evidently he's a huge fan of stem cells and he goes down to Panama all the time and he sent his dad down there.
Oh, wow.
Mel Gibson on Joe Rogan's podcast was like, my dad was on death's doorstep and he got stem cell and now he's an athlete.
I was wrong. If Mel Gibson says
okay, I know
that this is right, then you should be going and injecting every single joint in your body with stem cells.
But what do you think
Mel Gibson? I'm sorry, world.
He was in The Passion of the Christ.
He wrote it or something.
I don't even think he wrote that story, I think.
I think that was a little bit older.
The book was better anyway.
He didn't write it.
Okay. Right. He's not. It doesn't come from him.
Shouldn't have him go autograph my Bible.
Do not. So are you staying up on stem cells? It sounds like.
You know, it's really been.
Because in the States, it's only legal to do
right,
on
and
orthopedics.
It's a growing thing that a lot of the doctors are coming in talking to us about it. And I can't say I have a huge opinion on it because I don't know enough.
We've had
patients that have good success on it.
Oh, really?
For different reasons. And so I'm let's keep learning about it. And I'm not going to nix it or
even
praise
though Mel Gibson's got a stink on it.
Gibson.
Now, so supposedly they're in Panama, they're talking about using stem cells from umbilical cords. So it's not some of the controversial stem cells.
Right.
They're talking about using adult stem cells, which
takes some of the controversy out of it. There's a lot going on.
The point is, Drew, I'm looking for a shortcut. Can I get one?
I mean, No, Brady. You gotta come in.
Well, what's this? So
gotta come in.
Okay, so
do we have a body double? Maybe we can find a.
I'm willing to cheat.
Do
anyway.
You have like a doppelganger that you can go yes. from a different time?
JJ Watt. JJ I think Watt. We already covered
I think,
this.
I think we should post that and have it. Have
I'm
people,
gonna send it to him.
We'll have a vote. Which one's JJ Watt?
They
which one's
know.
Brady Goodman?
Spot,
they won't know.
Circle the difference.
Circle the difference.
So okay, so what's my goal? So you know, I did dry January. Didn't drink a drop in January.
That's great
for this bet.
I thought there was a reason I haven't seen you so long.
Yeah, because I'm very sad without my friend's beer. So what? How often should I work out in February? What's my next
All right, we've
step?
we've introduced you.
Yes, okay,
so now it's time to actually get in here yes. and start working. So we're gonna start texting you and getting you in here, try to get you a couple times a week.
And
you seem to be starting to learn because you're doing some stuff at home and
yes,
that's great. And we're not drinking a drop. So
right.
we can drop some weight a little
well,
bit.
The
that's
Super
only
Bowl's
help.
Coming up. So I don't know how long this streak.
We can give you a day.
One Super Bowl.
We can give you a day.
Two times here, two times at home a week
yeah.
and is my goal.
Yeah. And we'll retest you. What we got
after another quarter.
Or 2.5 months till we retest you.
Drew, I appreciate you, Ethan,
always.
And everybody here. Everybody's super cool. True Move, TRU, movekc.com is the website and find out about it. And you guys have been super helpful. And I'm sure I'm probably semi annoying to some of these people, but I can't help it. But everybody here is super cool. And I do, I will say that about this place is the attitude is really good.
Yeah,
and
I have to
imagine that helps if somebody's dealing with
it does.
A post in, you know, an injury or something.
Right.
That's got to be the atmosphere.
There's a huge mental part to injury. And so we
yes.
got to make it a fun environment. So people are
very friendly, right. lots of smiles. So I do like that. I think, you know, that has to help on some level.
Yeah.
Thank you for your time. Thank
always,
you for your help.
Always. To be continued.
Yep,
looking
I hope
forward
so.
To it.
I hope so.
Looking forward to it.
TRUMoveKC.com is the website. True Move KC, that's Drew. And this is BG Dunks 2018.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.